You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
You can hate me now. Yeah, I do hate y'all. I hate the Mets, hate the Yankees, especially the Yankees. The Yankees are messing up the money right now for all of us. Whether you bet on the Yankees, whether you make money off of the New York Yankees, they are messing up the money right now. I got some content. I got some parties. I got some plans. I got some things that I want to do around the Yankees in the Yankees season. They're killing the vibes. Nobody's fired up for a Friday night in the boogie down Bronx after this. Nobody's looking forward to Old Timers Day with the team playing like this. No one cares about your vlog or your influencer marketing when the team is playing like this. So I do hate the Yankees right now. 888-808-1019. Programming alert for the Mets Nation that hit my inbox. Carlos Mendoza, Mets manager, will be joining Sal Licata at 11:10 a.m. on BT and Sal. Sal Licata! Frank the Tank drop. Sal Licata! That's an all-time one. Frank yelling Sal's name, blaming Sal for mushing the Mets. So yeah, Carlos Mendoza joining Sal Licata. I'm sure he's going to ask him about, hey, you know, Clay Holmes. How come we're not pushing Clay Holmes? Clay Holmes hit a wall there. What's the deal? Clay Holmes was on a script, a pitch count. That's it for Clay Holmes. And what's up with this lineup, man? We try to shake the lineup up and put Marte as the leadoff. Womp, womp, womp. Four hits, two runs, not good enough. And you know, I'm sure he'll have some, I'm sure Sal will have some good questions for Carlos Mendoza regarding the young guys coming up. Like I told you, Nolan McLean, he dominated in AAA Syracuse. He's banging on the door like Spencer Jones, but they're not calling him up. They're not calling him up. And yeah, Nolan McLean threw 5.2 scoreless innings for the AAA Syracuse, allowed just one hit. But yeah, he's developing and they like where they're at and they don't need them at the major league level. So yeah, we'll wait on that. You know, this day started off with the Yankees and, like I said, the Talking Yanks episode and Aaron Boone's demeanor being different. Even the New York Post have a picture of Aaron Boone and in big letters it says, changing his Boone, play on words, obviously. The ultra-positive skipper alters his messaging as the Yankees' hopes continue to fade. Yeah, Boone has changed his tune because it's like, what can you say? It's getting late early. Well, now it's late. What can you say about this team on paper? What can you say about how they're supposed to be, play, whatever? Judge is back now. That didn't help any. They have made moves like cutting Marcus Stroman. They have made moves like optioning Jake Bird. You know, they bring back Mark Leiter Jr. They have arms available tonight, and they go right back to old unreliable. Tony's in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, Tony? You're in there.
Yeah, what's up?
What's
so,
up?
First of all, let me just say this. You're irrelevant, all right, in life.
Yeah, so, Tony, I try to give you a chance. I got to put you on some type of, like, I don't even need to put you on a block list, but, you know, I just rap with Fleegs about it. Yeah, Fleegs will block you. We try to give you, and then, like, even just the way you're worried. Let me tell you, I'm not, like, come on, bro. Are you drunk? This is the second time I've talked to you where you sound like you were drunk. The last time you had the audacity to mention my kid, I take all these calls. And I just talked to Fleegs about it. I'm like, yo, Tony from the Bronx, this guy, last time I talked to him, he was out of pocket, whatever. You're protected by the phone. You're anonymous. Don't do that. Just don't take it there, bro. I don't know you. If you hate me, stop listening to my show. If you hate me, you've just been on hold for an hour and a half to tell me I'm irrelevant. How irrelevant am I to your life? It is 1:08 in the morning. You're three sheets to the wind. Clowns. I swear, some of y'all are clowns. If you hate me, go away. If you hate me, why are you calling my show? Why are you tweeting me? I own you. And I don't even want ownership of you. I own real estate in your brain. Good grief. Just trying to talk to the fans on the Fan. That's powerful. I'm irrelevant, but I got power over you. So much so you stay on hold and you don't even get that far. So, yeah, good night, Tony. You won't be on my show anymore. That's your third strike. You're out of here. Let's try this again. 888-808-1019, talking about your New York Mets, talking about your New York Yankees, and I'm going to mix in some Knicks conversation, Ben Simmons, Karl-Anthony Towns talking about Mike Brown, even some stuff with Leon Rose that I came across, and yeah, NFL conversation has to tick up as well. We are closer now to these preseason games, and there are so many storylines coming out of the NFL, whether it's trade conversations, cut conversations, players that will be playing in the preseason for their own spots and lives. We'll get there. But no, the Yankees lose another game, and they're willing to lose another game with Devin Williams on the mound. And for the life of me, I can't understand how that can be a plan. I don't understand how you can get in the huddle and say, all right, Devin Williams, he's going to pitch again tonight. Ready, break. I don't know how you could huddle up and go with that. After two nights ago, Jock Peterson, one of the worst hitters in baseball, takes him deep. You're going to go back to the well? I knew it, though. I called it. There was a lot of people telling me today on Yankees Twitter. I think I even shout out to Big Mac. I heard Big Mac say, like, oh, he's done as the closer. He could be done as a closer. He ain't done, though. They're still going to find spots to pitch him. They did the same thing with Clay Holmes. Oh, Clay Holmes isn't the closer. We'll find another spot for him. The next day? Damn. You literally lost back-to-back games off of Devin Williams, who doesn't have it. Mark, out on Long Island, you're on the Fan. Hello.
Thank you so much, and it's great to be talking to you. You know, I don't understand why everyone's blaming Devin Williams for today's loss. I don't think it's Devin Williams' fault at all. Listening to all the media, first of all, let me just tell you, I really respect your opinion about the Yankees, and I hope you hear me out.
Okay.
You know, I know how much of a Yankee fan you are. You're part of Bleachers. I have enormous respect for you. I've listened to you a lot. And I want to get an opinion in, and I actually would love to hear your feedback.
Okay.
I believe Jason Dominguez is not an MLB fielder. I don't think he ever will be. He has problems fielding basic balls. You know, had he made the catch today in the ninth, there would have been two outs. Devin Williams would have gotten the third out. It would have been over. We would have gone to the next inning, but he misses the ball. Devin Williams got, you saw it in his face. He got really shook up. He gave up two walks right after Dominguez didn't make a basic catch. You know, they're analyzing it. Yankees, we've watched the Yankees, you and I, we watched them through the 90s. How could they win with Jason Dominguez doing this thing? It's a joke. They got to take him out, and I want to hear your reaction. Is that okay?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks for the call, Mark. And I know it's, you know, now about to be 12 minutes after 1. And when I opened up the show, before I got to Devin Williams, I got to Jason Dominguez. And what I said about Jason Dominguez is, ball will find you. And I didn't just blame Jason Dominguez. I blame the Yankees. I said, because you think that you can just put Jason Dominguez in left field and say, yep, this is good enough.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been all right. It hasn't been good enough. It's a liability. Ball don't lie. And knowing that Devin Williams is feeble, knowing that Devin Williams is soft, knowing that Devin Williams blew the game yesterday, and he's reeling, you need the best defenders out there behind him, but you're not going to make a move to take Dominguez out for Devin Williams. But you should take Dominguez, or you should take Devin Williams out once Dominguez doesn't make that play, because you know he can't overcome it. You know he's going to be thinking about, oh, I should have been an out. Let's see. Adolis Garcia, that ball was hit at a 102.7 mile an hour exit velocity, a 19 degree launch angle. I wish I could find the catch probability. I'm sure I could probably go on Twitter and find the catch probability. It seemed like a tough catch, but we saw Dominguez. I said he was rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. He turned the wrong way. He took the wrong route. That ball got smoked over his head, and he still got his glove on it. So if he was able to get his glove on it, imagine if he actually took the right route to the ball. He makes that play. He catches that ball. So that's where it started. Now, okay, put blame on the defender. That should have been the second out. But also, if I'm Aaron Boone and I see that, I have to know my players. I have to know the pitcher on the mound. Okay, he's about to face his third batter, and it's Jock Peterson, who we gave up a homer to last night. Depending on what happens here, quick hook on the guy, short leash. He walks Josh Peterson, and I just got a text. Shout out to C-Mac. He's on it. He says that's a 55% catch probability. So a 55% catch probability, we can't really kill Dominguez that much. Like, it's 50-50. But, like, Dominguez is athletic enough, and like I said, when you watch that play, if I go back and look for the play, I know that I saw Dominguez take a wrong step and, like, kind of be on skates. But he's been on skates all year. He's been on skates this whole season, and the Yankees just allow it. And I don't know. I would say once that happens, you have to I don't know. I'm looking up some stuff. Not caught bot. There's a not caught bot. The hit odds, that was a 26% chance of being a hit. But either way, knowing what you know, or do I guess you don't know, or you refuse to know, right? Boone said something today about the hard facts on John Boy, on Talking Yanks, right? He said, maybe we need to be better at the hard truths. That's the phrase. Maybe we need to be better at the hard truths. The hard truths are Devin Williams is soft. He doesn't have the stomach for this. Jason Dominguez isn't an actual major league level defender yet. The sum of all things, like, you got God. You put yourself in that position. Felix is down in North Carolina on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? First time, long time.
Appreciate it.
Hey, what I got to say is that, you know, not only do we have to blame Boone, but you also have to blame his coaching staff. Because you got to look at it like this, right? The first base coach should have been calling Jazz back to the bag when he was off the bag, when he was too far out. The third base coach should have stopped Grissom from...
Should have never sent him on that. Yep.
Should have never sent him on that play. The batting coach should have been talking to the hitters today and telling them, hey, look, you know, Evaldi's got it today. We got to be patient at the plate. Stop swinging at the first pitch. We got to get his pitch count up. We got to get him to the bullpen. You know what I'm saying? Pitching coach should have been talking to Boone and say, hey, look, you know, we may need to get in there and get Williams out of there. Let me go over there. Let me go talk to him. Let's get some time to our bullpen to heat up. Hey, coach, let's get him out of there. Last night wasn't a good night for him. You know, he doesn't look too good. So it's not just, you know, you could be a coach, but you can't be everywhere all the time. You know, you need a staff to help you and, you know, and to push you as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's about a team. It's not just
Failed Boone. They're all in a malaise. They're all in this together. These are also multimillionaire baseball players, most of them veterans. They should know some of these things. I got to yell at Jazz to get back?
No, I agree.
He should have never been there. You know, that's one of the dumbest plays I've seen ever. You know, thanks for the call, Felix. I understand. Let's spread the blame. Let's not just blame Boone. You blame the man in charge. That's where we've gotten to. If this team is so good on paper, this team has so much talent, why are they not performing? You blame the leadership. It starts at the top. And they're not going to blame Hal. They're not going to blame Cash. Aaron Boone's not going anywhere. So we're just talking in circles, man. They can flame out. And maybe I just don't think that even if they flame out, they're not going to consider it. So they got to play better. They got to wake up. It is what it is. And we as fans got to wake up and realize nothing changes until it does. They can do things like DFN, DJ LeMahieu, Marcus Stroman, Jake Bird or whatever. Those are little marginal moves. Ultimately, the messaging is off. And now it's getting late early, or it's late. All of the games that they blew and that they just kind of shrugged off as, it's baseball. These things happen. Oh, it's only a couple errors. It's a couple mistakes. That can't happen. I saw the New York Post put together all of the Aaron Boone post games where it's like Austin Wells walks off a second base. Jazz Chisholm gets doubled up off of first base. Dominguez doesn't know how many outs there are. You know, Volpe gets caught stealing at third. Bunch of other stupid things that have gone on. It's like, that can't happen. But it is. If it can't happen, it shouldn't happen more than once or twice. It happens every week. Mike is down in North Carolina on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Keith. I think Cashin needs to go because if they get rid of Boone, the next guy is just going to listen to Cashin like we've been saying. And that's the reason we saw an opener a couple of years ago in the playoffs. The bat exploded.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Cortez in the playoffs last year. That's why we let LeMahieu hang around and give him five chances. That's why we give him Devin
Aaron Hicks, Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Joey Gallo.
Cashin doesn't want to admit when he makes a mistake with signing these guys, and the
Stanton,
reason Boone's
Stanton,
so
like,
is because he does exactly what Cashin tells him to do.
Yeah, but he's not going anywhere, Mike, and thanks for the call. Again, going back to the Cashman's not going anywhere. He's the eternal Yankees GM, and he does have a great resume. Big Mac just texted me. I know he's listening. I'll tread lightly on my criticism of Cash. Like, yeah, man, Cashman, what's my line about Cashman? If the Yankees fired Cashman, they would need Brian Cashman to help hire the next guy. They would need Brian Cashman to sit in on those meetings to hire his replacement. They could not show him the door and find somebody to come. And you know what, Yankee fans? If you think this is bad, firing Cashman, who knows where all the bodies are buried, knows all the secrets, manages more with the Yankees than you realize besides personnel. Like, he has been in the fabric of this thing for three decades. Some of you listening, it's your entire life. There is no moving on from Cashman without Cashman. Like, he can't get fired. So you can make Fire Cashman t-shirts, Fire Cashman night. There is no firing Brian Cashman. There is no accountability. And I don't know. I don't know when it changes, but this is all a combination of things. It is so sad, too, because we come off of that World Series embarrassment and the brand of baseball they play. We think that they are doing this whole philosophy change where they're going to prioritize defense and pitching and, you know, they're better off without Juan Soto pivoting and doing all this stuff. And now there's people, like, I saw Carrabba's making a joke, like, oh, here's a team that thinks they're better off without Juan Soto. And it's like, in ways, Juan Soto wouldn't be able, the version of Juan Soto you're seeing in Queens, if he was performing like this with the Yankees, it wouldn't be able to help. But he wouldn't be performing like that with the Yankees. The 1 year of Juan Soto with the Yankees probably going to be the best year of his career. Let's go to Oceanport. Walt, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. How are you? Pride and joy of Monmouth County you are. And I got two questions. I want to get to the second one, and I probably should lead with that. But the first one is, why couldn't they rest Dominguez and play like Bellinger and Judge and Giancarlo, because Giancarlo has got a hot bat in the outfield?
They can't put Judge. Judge just played catch, I think, for the first time today. They can't put Judge in the outfield and ask him to throw yet. He's not ready. They just lost Austin Slater to the IL. They're not ready for that yet. It's Trent Grisham in center, and I guess you could put Ahmed Rosario or Caballero in the lineup, but that's not your best lineup. Yeah, that's just where we are right now. Judge is only a DH. Stanton is also only a DH. You don't want to see him in the outfield. Dominguez, as an able-bodied young kid, should be better, but it's just taken a long time for him to develop out there in left.
Okay. No, thank you. And my second comment is that I know you've done, I know you, BT, Craig Carlton, have done games as a Yankee announcer. And, you know, my fave, you know, at the time, and you did a bang up job, and it, but, you know, Ricky Ricardo, because he's bilingual, and I just, you know, just think as like an announcer, you know, Dave Sims is like wonderful for like a small market team, you know, like the Pirates or something like that.
The Mariners.
or the Mariners. But I mean, like, but, you know, you're coming off of like John Sterling and you know, and the bravado and you know, even Michael Kay, who's tremendous, played second fiddle to John Sterling. I just don't understand why the Yankees, and I can't imagine it was a money thing, because, Ricky is pretty stupendous. And
Ricky still, and I just saw Ricky when I came in 2 hours ago. Ricky still employed by WFAN and the Yankees radio network. He does the Espanol Yankees baseball. Like, he's still here. But like, that's the thing. And I said this last year, if you move Ricky to the full-time English broadcast, you have a harder time replacing him on the Spanish broadcast than you do finding someone like Dave Sims, who has all these years of experience calling the Mariners, to just come home, just to come back to New York. Thanks for the call, Walt, and I appreciate the compliments. Monmouth County, Monmouth University, Monmouth Medical Center, Monmouth period, born and raised, Monmouth Racetrack, all that. My parents went to Monmouth Regional, always putting on. Know that. Jersey Shore, Shore Conference. 888-808-1019. Joe is in Freehold next on The Fan.
How's it going, Keith? How are you?
Good, good. Talking through things, you know, who should be in the outfield, who can't play in the outfield, who should be on the Yankees broadcast. Dave Sims is a pro. He's just, he's, you know what I'll say too? Because there's an article that, and not to cut you off on your thought, but to finish the thought from the last call, Michael Kay just talked about how, you know, when he calls the games, you know, fans don't like his excitement, right? Like when, I don't know, the Yankees lose to the Texas Rangers or, you know, like however they lose in these, you know, they lose to Miami, right? Like I think because Kay was had an exciting call to the end of the Miami game on Friday and fans are like, hey, like we don't like that. You're our announcer. These guys are classically trained. They are trained to call the games neutral. They lean obviously our way, but like Dave Sims coming out of Seattle and all of his years of experience calling football, basketball, baseball, he's not a fan, right? We're in this this time where like the talent like myself, right? I am a fan. People like found out about me being in the stadium as a fan, and now I got to the fan and I have to try to like pretend like I care about the Mets and play that neutral. That's the only pretending I do. But these announcers, they're not fans. Like they're not. John was very good at that, and that's why John is one
right,
of one.
I got you.
Yeah, John is a Yankee fan who got the Yankee announcer job. All right, your turn.
Right. You know, I don't mind Michael Kay. He's a good announcer, but there's sometimes Michael Kay would just like he would like sometimes he'd root for other team. Sometimes he would do that. Like, I don't mind Kay.
You know what it is? I think Kay is such a baseball guy. Like, there are things that the Yankees do. Kay can't hide his disgust. Oh, what is he thinking? What, like, Austin Wells walking off the bag or Jazz getting doubled up. The Yankees have been so bad that anybody that watches that much baseball over the years calling a game, they can't believe their eyes. They can't even hide it.
Right. You know, like, about Williams, too, about when he gave up those two runs. The home run, yes, the home run. It's like, I don't blame Boone, but like, if he's not doing good, you can't put him in.
That's exactly, he's down. He'll be down tomorrow because he threw 29 pitches last night. But I don't know how you go right back to the well. That is the Yankee way. That's what they do. It's a different day. We're going to build up his confidence. His confidence is shot last night. Here comes a fresh opportunity to build him back up. Oh, he fails. We got to live with the failure.
You know, I don't blame Boone. I just don't because he puts the players out there and they do what they do, you know?
I do blame Boone because it's his team. This is his era of the Yankees. And he can affect the game. He is making the decisions. If they're showing us David Bednar and Leiter Jr. warming up, ready to go, I can't let Devin Williams face five guys. I can't.
No, there's no way. Williams, I don't trust Williams now. And I don't
now.
I guess
I didn't trust him from opening day on.
Like, sucks. I don't like, it's like the Yankees now, like, back then, they were like, back in 2009, last World Series, you know? Like, they haven't done anything the past, like, almost 20 years.
They go to the postseason, they go to the ALCS, they got to the World Series last year, but every time they get us to these highs of highs, this Yankee roller coaster, they just come screaming down and drop us on our heads, crash and burn. It sucks. It's not fun.
Just, our main purpose is Judge. If he just hits in October, we'll be a great team.
Well, thanks for the call, Joe. I'm sorry to laugh. But like, when has Judge mashed in October? When has Judge hit in October? Judge is half man in October. Like, so like, oh, our saving grace. All we got to bank on, Judge. Sosa is in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, man? All right, Sosa, we're going to go to the break. That was a good joke, though. That one made me laugh. Like, Judge, all we got to do is, all we got to do is hope week. Hope is not a strategy. All we got to hope is that 2025, this year, we creep in as the third wild card and Judge goes crazy. No, I don't have, I wouldn't put a dollar on it. I got to go off of everything I've seen. Judge swings out of his shoes. The moment becomes too big. Judge comes up with runners in scoring because he can't cash in. And I honestly felt like with this past offseason and with this trade deadline, that Cashman had that in mind. That Cashman's like, okay, Judge might be down. Also, let's make plans for Judge, even if he's here. Let's make plans that, like, Judge folds in October, as historically he has. I've got Trent Grisham. I've got Cody Bellinger. I've got Paul Goldschmidt. I've got, let me add Ryan McMahon, Ahmed Rosario, Jose Cabrera. I got more, you know, position players. We've got Ben Rice. We've got Domingo. Like, we've got enough bats. Volpe, you know, let me add all these different hitters that could potentially, Stanton, the only one we can hope for and depend on and count on consistently in the postseason. Let me add all of these other at-bats in the event that Aaron Judge comes up small again. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I will be right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, I'm here. Last little run of my show till 2 a.m., and it is what it is, man. The Mets lose, the Yankees lose, and we are ready for anything else. We're ready for football, and as soon as the Jets and Giants start off 0-3, 1-4, 2-6, whatever it is, we're just going to be like, all right, what's up with the Knicks? So, you know, speaking of the Knicks, there was a couple things that came across my timeline. They're about to sign Ben Simmons for the veteran minimum. They're the favorites to sign him. And it makes sense, right? Ben Simmons sold his house in Philly, and I actually read that he sold his, it's not Philly, it's somewhere in South Jersey. He sold that house to Nick Castellanos from the Phillies. So Ben Simmons is up out of there, but he obviously had an apartment somewhere here in New York playing for the Brooklyn Nets. And again, I will say my take on that is playing for the Brooklyn Nets is not like playing for the New York Knicks. Mikal Bridges knows, a lot of different players actually know. But the version of Ben Simmons that the Nets traded for, and he came to the Nets in street clothes, not really wanting to play, not really trying to be out there, not trying to be a part of it, he's not going to be like that with the Knicks. He's going to be trying to go out on a championship team showing what he can do. And I know what he can do. You know what he can do if you watch the NBA. Now, he's years removed from being the dominant force, the all-star that he was with the Sixers. But he's still a big body. He still can defend. He still can handle the ball and obviously pass the ball. And you don't need him to score. He's going to come off the bench. He's going to be cost effective with that second apron. And the Knicks fans will hold him accountable. Ben Simmons, yo, bum ass. Like, they will hold him accountable. I just know it. I can see it already. The Garden is not like Barclays Center. So if he wants to be in street clothes, if he wants to be a model on the sidelines with all his different outfits, he's going to get cooked. And I know he's not going to have that kind of energy around this Knicks team. Now, speaking of the Knicks team, Karl Anthony Towns was out at the Summer League in Vegas not too long ago, and he linked up with Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony does the 7 p.m. in Brooklyn podcast. Shout out to my guy Kaz, my guy Miro. I've had them both on WFAN. They're both friends of mine. They both do that podcast. They both sat down with Karl Anthony Towns. And here's what Karl Anthony Towns had to say about new Knicks head coach, Mike Brown.
I just came from having a two-hour dinner with Mike Brown to here. So this was the first time we actually met. We actually got to speak, talk about the team, get to actually know each other. We have a chance to win a championship, and it's only going to really happen if everyone's connected and everyone has to be fully invested into each other and into our goals. So kind of just really getting to know him, you know, the way he likes to play basketball, the way he wants to coach, the way he wants to operate practices and everything.
Oh, he practiced.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you guys have everything you need to win it all now? If not, what's missing?
Nah, I think we showed last year we did a lot. We did a lot with people saying we weren't using the bench and everything, but we still made it work, and we love our team. Our locker room is really good, and that's what makes it special. When your locker room's that connected and can't be bothered by any of the outside noise and stuff, that's when you have a championship team, because at the end of the day, people will talk, but as long as everyone in that locker room believes in each other and in this goal we have, ain't none of that matter on the outside.
That's a fact, bro. We talk about that a lot on the show, where you could put the best roster, you could 2K it up and put all the fire names on the roster, but like you said, if you don't got the locker room, you don't got that cohesion, it's not gonna happen, man.
Kind of just really getting to know him. Yo, Cat is funny, so. Yo, Cat got Tibbs right about the paint. Him and Mikal Bridges got that man fired. It's so wrong, but it's hilarious. It's like Mikal Bridges signs the extension. Karl Anthony Towns is having a two-hour dinner talking to Mike Brown. Like, they got Tom Thibodeau out of the paint after him getting the team to the Eastern Conference Finals and defeating the Celtics. And Mike Brown inherits that. What a lucky guy Mike Brown is until he gets a load of these crazy Knicks fans and they don't win it all. And that's going to be all fingers pointed at him. But you know what? Leon Rose still hasn't popped out. He didn't pop out at Mike Brown's intro press conference. We never see him. Leon Rose, if y'all ever see Daredevil and you see the character Kingpin, Leon Rose is not the same build as him, but he's got the same like head and face shape as Kingpin. NBA Central put out, the New York Knicks have been closely monitoring Giannis Antetokounmpo's situation with the Bucks. It is my understanding that Leon Rose and the company have been monitoring Giannis and his situation in Milwaukee very closely even before the offseason started. Many around the league believe the Knicks are interested in star hunting, and while that opportunity hasn't popped up yet, I certainly believe it's in the cards if the right situation presents itself. That came from J.L. Edwards, who writes for the New York Times covering the Knicks. And we did recently hear that Giannis isn't committed completely to Milwaukee and may still explore a trade. Could you imagine them adding Giannis to Cat, to Brunson, to Bridges, to OG, to Hart, to Clarkson now, and Yabusele? And then you gotta win. You're the outright favorites to win. So there's my little Knicks spiel as we get closer to being like, yo, these baseball teams aren't winning anything. These football teams aren't winning anything. But yeah, you guys keep the faith alive. I know there's a lot of fans out there that are like, I'm not ever quitting on my team. I'm not telling you to quit. I'm not quitting on the team. I'm still going to watch all of these games. I'm still going to go to the games. But man, they got to show me. Enough talk. Enough of Aaron Boone talking about how good this team is. Enough of Aaron Boone talking about, we just got to put it together. Put it together one night. Put it together consecutive nights, and not against the fourth place Tampa Bay Rays that literally made like four trades while they were in your building. Ralph is down in Howe, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Ralph?
How you doing, Keith?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just want to start off by saying congratulations to my boy, Christian's new baby girl. But, you know, you want to talk about all this new leadership, Aaron Boone, you know, saying, oh, we got confidence, we just got to put it together. But how are you going to allow you know, I said earlier, Devin Williams pitch, blow multiple saves, including last night, bases ready to go, two relief pitchers, you know, on deck. And then he's going to say, the team's rattled after Friday's loss, but he's got confidence in this group that they're going to continue to stay with it. They're going to make it happen. And what kind of message does that send to your fans that, oh, your team's rattled, but you're going to put it together? Like, you should have it together.
It's just like, to me, it's just kicking the can down the road. To me, it's just hope. It's empty promises. To me, it is rinse and repeat. It is doing the same things, expecting the same or expecting different results. It's insanity what we deal with as Yankee fans listening to this post game from this manager and watching these in-game decisions and expecting wins and expecting this team to be better. Like, they're
exactly.
Not. Like, they're not.
You're saying that, we're going to, you know, put your faith in us. We're gonna figure it out. But if we don't blame us at the same time. You got to know your players. You got to know who's hot, who's not, who's ready to go, who's fresh off the press. And then understanding, like, when you make that mistake, when you put the wrong guy in or when that guy screws up, you know, understand that that's on you.
Yeah, they rebuilt the bullpen, and you're still going back to Devin after. It just doesn't make any sense. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Like, you have options. It'd be one thing if the bullpen was still thin. This is after the deadline. You haven't won a game since the deadline. You have Bednar. You have Leiter Jr. We saw De Los Santos warming up at one point. Tim Hill. So you lose the series, and you lose back-to-back nights on the arm of Devin Williams. Let it be done. Enough. Let that be the end. What else do you need to see? That's it. Talking Yanks put out, the Yankees have now fallen below the Mariners and into the AL wildcard spot. If the season ended today, they'd head to Houston for a 3-game playoff series. A loss to the Rangers tomorrow afternoon would have the Yankees out of playoff position. And with Carlos Rodon on the mound, how confident are you guys? Call me up, 888-808-1019. Yankees winning that? Jack Leiter on the mound? Anthony Volpe's old Del Barton high school teammate? You got Brett Boone and Aaron Boone getting together? You got Jack Leiter and Mark Leiter Jr. getting together? It's a family affair. We're about to get swept, bro. We're on sweep alert. I told y'all Saturday we were on sweep alert. I'm just laughing through the pain at this point. Because it is nothing but pain. They find ways to lose, and I'm not confident at all. You know, speaking of the Houston Astros, right? We just came out of Miami. First time ever the Yankees were swept by the Fish. Let's take a look, see here. The Astros defeat the Marlins 7-3 today. They score 2 in the first, 2 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth. And let's see who does the damage for the Houston Astros. Peña, Sanchez, Altuve, Correa. Sanchez, Altuve, Correa all have 2 hits. Altuve's been going nuts. You think he's not about to come to Yankee Stadium and homer? He is. You think he's not about to come to you guys cannot wait for that man to show up to Yankee Stadium so you can be like, F Altuve. Yeah, all right. You won't see me doing none of that, but y'all have fun with that. Y'all enjoy that. Y'all go to the stadium, drink your tall boys, and get your F Altuve chants off while he puts a homer in the left field bleachers. Man, I'm just looking at this. So, like, you know, the Yankees couldn't beat the Marlins. And that kid, Marshy, he's pretty good. He's making history. He went off. He's batting .500. He had 2 hits, 2 ribbies. He homered today. He's having one of the best starts to a young career. I saw him flash something on MLB Big Inning tonight. So shout out to that kid, Marshy, because when he was getting on base against us, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? He's off to a great start. But, you know, the Marlins lose to the Astros Tuesday, August 5th. And if we go back to Monday, they lose 7-3. But if you go back to Monday, they lost 8-2. So the Astros are dominating the same Marlins team that you couldn't get a game off of. And then the Astros will fly from Miami to New York to face you this weekend. What do you think is about to go down in Yankee Stadium? I'll set the scene for you. I already talked about it a little bit. Whenever the Yankees are in town, People are on edge. A lot of us have trauma, PTSD, old wounds from the Houston Astros. I'm one of them. I was at the 2015 All-Star game. I was at the 2015 wild card game back when it was a one-off. Dallas Keuchel versus Masahiro Tanaka. Famously, I told you guys I'm the one who threw Colby Rasmus home run from the bleachers back on the field over Carlos Beltran's head. I wouldn't make that up. Yes, that was me. I got the ball. It bounced up to me. I fired it back. That year, our season ended at the hands of the Astros, and I knew. And then I wasn't so hostile. I remember I even wrote something on like Twitter or Facebook like, yo, these young boys from the Houston Astros, like, good luck to them. Like, they're going to be a problem for a while. Little did I know. 2017, they were banging on a trash can, strumming on a street light, and yeah, they was cheating. That's why couldn't get with them in Minute Maid Park. 2019, they had the buzzers or whatnot. Remember Chapman smiling on the mound after DJ hit that home run and then Altuve comes back. 2022, that was a tough one. 22, it was toxic. Remember Garrett Cole pitching? I think they gave us like a Tuesday 4:05 start in Yankee Stadium. Who the hell? I remember being at that game and people were so quiet. I'm trying to fire people up in the line. Let's go, Yankees. I'm like, you're allowed to yell. Turn up. I'm like, oh, these people are not turning up. We're about to get washed. We did. And I think, you know, that was it game 5 or 6 where Hicks hit that homer off Verlander off the foul pole. But I remember it getting toxic that night because people thought we were about to get eliminated. The Yankees rallied to get that win. I remember there's a video of like somebody throwing a tall boy at this this Astros fan in the bathroom. People were just, you know, people were on one. So that type of energy comes to the stadium. I remember the first time I led the roll call was 2022. When the Astros came back and it was so loud, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get this roll call off. You know, like if you're in 203, you ready to get this roll call started? Yeah. I was nervous. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get the roll call off loud enough because people were just booing, doing the F. Altuve cheater. Now, if you have all of that energy, all of that angst, all of that animosity towards the Houston Astros who just got Carlos Correa back, and then you have this Yankees team where fans want to fire the manager, want to fire Brian Cashman, and if they get swept coming into this as back-to-back sweep, oh boy, that's going to make for a Friday night. I'm not taking off either. I'll be off tomorrow for the David Cone golf outing, but I made sure that I'll be on the schedule for Friday night because I'm going to go to the game and I'll come back here and tell y'all what it was like and then go home and try and sleep and then wake up and go right to Old Timers Day. Last call of the night goes to Jarrington in Manhattan. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, buddy, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Hey, wasn't because of Devin Williams, that the Yankees now allow the beer and the goatee?
He's the poster boy, yeah. I can't say it was solely him because, you know, when they talked about it, they said they went back and talked to CeCe, they talked to former players, they talked to, you know, their scouting department. You know, they said for years this is something that had came up. But yes, when Devin Williams came to this team, Major League Baseball posted a video or a picture of Devin Williams with his beard and him shaved. And I have a tweet that I quote tweeted, and I was lobbying for him. I'm not even just him. I'm like, hey, it's time to change this. And my tweet did 1 million views, and they actually changed it. And he will forever be known as like the acquisition that the Yankees made that made the Yankees reconsider the facial hair policy where they said, all right, you guys can have beards.
Yeah, because I remember in the radio they were talking about it, they said, he wasn't going to re-sign or sign with the Yankees if, you know, if they don't allow him with that beard.
Well, it wasn't so much that. It was they asked his preference, and he said his preference is to have a beard. He doesn't feel comfortable, and they wanted so badly for him to be comfortable because they wanted him to be effective. They saw that airbender pitch, and they're like, we need that. So if we can change our rule this year so that this guy feels more comfortable and we get the best out of him, so be it. And yes, there was a thought that, hey, if this guy comes here and shoves, you know, he has a good year, we're going to sign him in free agency. That's all out of the window now. That's all completely gone now.
You got that right. Also, Boom, I never liked the idea of Boom being the manager. He never managed nothing in his life. You understand what I'm saying? He was a player, a broadcaster, and then a manager, like nothing in between. So I know, like, the idea, you know, but it is what it is. I don't know what Cashman saw on him, but, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm actually finding that tweet right now, and I've said that about Boone. I don't know how many nights I'm like, where did Boone manage? What high school team, college team, minor league team? He came from Baseball Tonight on ESPN. He was in the broadcast booth.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know. About Cashman, you know, I'm not gonna say destroy the guy, but he's okay. We can live with him. But the manager sometimes like back to back losses with the same arm, having a crazy bullpen back there. You know, not a crazy bullpen, but having a lot of arms, he brings the same guy back. It's
crazy. It did not need to happen. You don't have to do that. You have all these other options. You could avoid one. You could avoid the guy whose confidence is down. You could avoid the guy who literally gave it up last night. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody. I'm trying to find this tweet. It's funny. I found the beer tweet. It's on my Twitter. And I also have saved, you know, coming up next, Chris McMonagle, a Big Mac tweet where, you know, Big Mac went off on the Devin Williams discourse and the idea that it's time to give up on him being what he was in Milwaukee. Big Mac said, I think you're insane. You do not give up on what he's been. He's been arguably the best reliever in baseball over the last three seasons. That was May 7th, Big Mac. We've come a long way. Big Mac says, it's about nothing else but winning a championship. The best and most dangerous version of the Yankees has Devin Williams pitching well in the back of the pen. Can't abandon that on May 7th. Well, we're going to abandon it on August 6th.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.